With gifts being in mind and presents, that's what we're going to talk about this morning for just a little bit. I told you earlier, you're going to get a short sermon, and I'm not lying, you're going to get a short one this morning. But there could be a lot of presents given. And it's interesting how we look at presents. And you'll figure out what I'm talking about here in a minute. But every year it seems like there's the gift that kids want. I was thinking back this week to my childhood. Got a couple pictures. Remember this? What are those? The Cabbage Patch Dolls. Who had a Cabbage Patch Doll growing up? Who got one? Okay. If you're a guy, don't raise your hand. Okay, the Cabbage Patch Doll. How about this one? The Game Boy. Who had a Game Boy growing up? There were 110 million Game Boys sold. They were everywhere. Can you imagine teenagers in the room, and a lot of them already headed back there? That was technology back in the day. That was video game at its best. There was these guys, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures. Who had those? Love those guys. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the early 90s, that was awesome. And I got one more here. The Barney doll. Who had a Barney doll? Can any of you still sing the song by heart? It's seared into the brain. Maybe grandparents. It was a big thing. I remember grandparents wanting to the grandkids to watch the Barney show. And then one more. 1996. The Tickle Me Elmo. Who remembers that? That fiasco. At that point, I was in junior high, and I didn't have a Tickle Me Elmo doll. But you remember the reports in the news at Walmart where people were being tackled to get the Tickle Me Elmo. They were being sold out, and people would travel hundreds of miles to get their hands on a Tickle Me Elmo because every kid wanted that gift. And it seems like every year there's the gift that everybody wants. You may have saw this in the news. It's been a couple years ago that this happened. But there was a little girl. Her name was Jordan Baskerville. She was 6 years old. And her and her one-year-old sister went with mom to the local shopping mall in Clarksville, Tennessee, to go see Santa Claus. Now, dad wasn't with them because dad was serving in Afghanistan and had been on a nine-month deployment. And I want you to watch the video and see what happens with little Jordan. Now, a few years ago, for this little 7-year-old girl or 6-year-old girl, I don't know what would have been the gift. I didn't research that year. But I'm sure there were presents that every little 6-year-old girl wanted for Christmas. But I have a hunch there was no present under the Christmas tree that would replace the presence of her father back in her life. And you saw her reaction to what happened when she saw her father. If there were any presents under the Christmas tree, that all went out the window because she now had her father in her presence. And that made a world of difference. And what we need to do this Christmas season is kind of hit pause and reflect this time of the year that it's not about the presents under the Christmas tree, but it's about the presence of God in the form of Jesus. Luke tells us that Jesus' name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And God had a master plan to send himself through his son so that his presence could be with us. And one day, Jesus will be present with us again. And that's what we celebrate this Christmas season. That's what gives us so much hope and joy, is to know. Yeah, we have fun sharing gifts, opening presents. We show our admiration, our love for our family by doing that. But the greater reason for this time of the year is to celebrate the presence of Jesus in our lives and what God did through him. What makes a gift? A lot of people might think it's the value. How much something costs maybe shows how much you love someone or the gratitude that you have that they're in your life. But I think more people, they don't lean towards the cost of the gift, but I think more people lean towards the meaning of the gift or the thought that's behind the gift. Any parent knows that. When you get a gift from your child, maybe it's at Santa's workshop at school where they pick out some gifts that are generally junk. You know, they're not the greatest things. And that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all to you as a parent. You know that your child was excited to go in there with their few dollars and pick something out they thought you would just absolutely love. And when you open that gift, you don't just say, okay. But you have a big smile on your face and you just thank them. And inside, you feel good knowing that your child thought about you. Now, we reverse this time of the year. And we think about the presence of Jesus that God gave us. And how that changes everything for us. That the gift of Jesus was a well-planned thought. That God had done this intentionally for us. It wasn't that all of a sudden the world went into chaos and God decided, I need to figure this out. But that God had a plan to send His Son to be in our presence. You go back to Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve have sinned. God confronts Adam and Eve upon what they had done. One thing that God didn't want them to do, they did. And He confronts them about it. And then He curses Satan, that serpent, that snake. And then in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, this is what God says to the serpent. The seed of the woman will crush your head. Only three chapters into the Bible, only three chapters into the plan of God, the first indication of Christmas happens. That God is foreshadowing, He's talking about, He's prophesying about a coming Messiah who would be His Son, Jesus. It's interesting in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that the reference here is the seed of the woman. This is the only place in all of Scripture where you'll see the reference of the seed of a woman. It's usually, always, the seed of a man. It's masculine. It talks about the family lines of different individuals, it always traces back to the man. But not so here. It's feminine. Why? Because Jesus wouldn't have a biological earthly father. You see, from the beginning of time, God knew what Adam and Eve would do. He knew that they would fall into temptation and they would sin. And God knew that He would have to rescue humanity from their sins. And so He decides, all those years ago, that He would send the presence of Himself in the form of Jesus to change everything for us. And so I hope this Christmas season that we enjoy the presence, but remember the presence of Jesus is there for all people. In John chapter 1, here is what John describes what happens to those who receive that present. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. In this Christmas season, perhaps you need to accept the presence of Jesus into your life. No greater time of the year than to receive what God has done for you. To put down the wall, to put down your own personal barrier, and acknowledge that we have a void in our lives, and that void can only be filled with the presence of Jesus. Nothing else can fill that void. That there is a hole in the heart of humanity, and it can only be filled by the presence of Jesus. Jesus in you. And that's exactly what God has done. We think back to the Old Testament. The Old Testament shows us that God is for us. The New Testament, Jesus being born into this earth, shows that God wants to be with us. His presence residing with us. And then God sends the power of the Holy Spirit. Upon receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God does another miraculous thing. He sends the Holy Spirit not to just be for us, not to be present with us, but to reside in us. And so this morning we offer this invitation to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. to receive that present. We call Jesus a present. God gave him. But it's much more than that. It's the presence of God with us. That God thought of us that much. That we're not an afterthought. We're not a plan B. But you've been plan A all along. You have been on God's mind since before creation began. That is how much our Heavenly Father loves us. And may the presence of God be with you this Christmas season. We're going to stand together and we're going to worship again with another song. And go ahead and stand with me. And as we worship together in this song, think about how important the presence of Jesus in your life is. Let's worship together.